Now we have to
Hello, Internet.
Yeah.
And do you consider Tutti Frutti the first rock and roll song?
It is considered by damn near everyone the first rock and roll song.
I thought Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock.
Go look at the Wikipedia.
When does Ike Turner kick in?
Ike Turner.
Later.
I mean, he's probably one of the earliest rock and roll guys.
He certainly had the first hits.
That happened.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, Rocket 88 by Ike Turner.
Oh.
Okay.
So, good call. Mental Floss has Rocket 88.
Interesting.
1951. Wow.
And what about Jerry Lee Lewis? Is he post 55?
He was.
Oh yeah.
Just in a teenager, but
Mom says yes.
Okay.
She was there for it. So.
Oh, and the computer is frozen. So
yeah, it's
the damnedest thing. Skype is clear as a bell and still, you know, chugging along.
Great.
But yeah, so well,
this machine is like coming up on 5 years old.
You okay, Brita?
Yeah, sorry. I was coughing before the show. I think it's allergies or whatever.
She's having her pre-show cigarette.
Yeah.
As long as it's not an e-cigarette, because apparently the government has just discovered that they exist.
Yep. Yeah, they got to crack down on those, so people will find it easier just to smoke the ones that actually give you cancer.
Yes. I love California is now raising the smoking age to 21, even though you can buy marijuana at 18.
Yep.
I'm doing the Citizen Kane slow clap. Is it Citizen Kane?
Yes.
Slow clap.
That is the best slow clap, yes.
Yes.
Oh, love that movie. Best movie ever made!
No, it's not.
It's not.
Potemkin, you heathen.
Battleship Potemkin? Really? God, Jay.
I just throwing one out for my history of film
That's
class.
Awful.
There's also Birth of a Nation for the incredibly racist.
Oh.
That's All Right, Mama. Arthur Big Boy Crudup.
I'm not buying it.
I'm kind of thinking that if my last name was Crudup, I would change it to something. But wow. Interesting. I think it was one of those like 7th grade music class is where, you know, Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock was the first rock and roll. You know, it's like the things you learn when you're a young, young person. They just stick with you like herpes. Sorry, Alan's mom.
Damn, Jay. You don't.
This is going to be a rolling caveat.
I don't know why you're doing that.
What?
Well,
who's doing what?
You don't have to apologize.
I'm just going to start.
I don't think she's ever heard the show before, though.
Is anyone else a fan of Silicon Valley, the HBO show?
Mom says she hadn't had it, but she's heard of herpes. So.
Oh gosh.
Did we mention to the audience that Alan's mom is listening in, but not? Yeah. But Alan did not give her a mic.
Yeah. Well, I don't think.
So therefore, we cannot hear stories about Alan and diapers.
No, you can't hear stories about Alan.
Or Alan detailing Dad's car with a rock.
Alan was a horrible.
Alan was born at night. It was not last night.
Alan was a horrible, horrible child, and the stories shall not be told. So,
did you burn down your elementary school?
I did not burn down the elementary school.
You probably thought about it, though.
For lack of
did you burn down the middle school while you were in elementary school?
I didn't burn down any school.
I'm sorry. Wait, I forgot, Alan, about your age. The junior high.
This is, yeah, it was junior high when I was in.
Well, Alan.
Damn kids, get off my yard, lard.
And you rode a saddle pony to junior high school.
I did not ride a saddle pony in junior high school. I rode a saddle pony in elementary school.
Oh, wait, was it legal for you to take? Was it legal for you to take the Model A?
They didn't have driver's licenses back then, so yeah.
Alan
the horseless carriage.
Y'all suck, and I hate you all.
Oh, I think this is a good time to bring up that you're having back surgery tomorrow.
Yes, ooh. I am.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan.
To fix your decrepitude.
Yep. My decrepitude needs a... Well, basically, it's a Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, they're just running a reamer through you.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
they're reboring Alan?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, he's having an engine rebuild.
I'm getting reboard and threaded for a suppressor. So, it's an outpatient thing. They're going to go in and relieve pressure on the nerve.
Oh, it's totally outpatient.
Oh yeah,
well that's good.
And the surgeon said the hole would be so small it wouldn't even need stitches or a staple or anything. So I'm going to hold him.
Oh, nice.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Duct tape and a shitload of screen doors.
So anyway,
good times.
Well, best of luck, Alan.
I'm sure I'll be
even loopy. If it is just out.
By noon tomorrow, I'll probably be pretty loopy. So,
is that why Mom's here? Is she helping you?
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Alan's mom. Taking care of our Alan. What do we do?
You wouldn't do a show. That's for sure. It'd be awful. Personally speaking, it would be awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Well, I'm glad it's outpatient. When you said you were going in for back surgery, I just automatically assumed it was going to be one of those horror stories.
No, it won't be a horror story unless something goes really wrong.
Yes, nothing's going to go really wrong.
It's not intended to be a horror story.
Yeah. And it's not going to be.
No.
Because let's face it, my wife got like 30% of her brain removed.
Ooh.
No, that's a horror story.
Yeah, well, it really wasn't actually that big a deal. Really, just the healing.
She didn't miss
just
it.
Just the getting a hole cut in your skull is getting your jaw removed.
Did they at least let her keep the evil spirits in a bottle?
I think I did tell that over the air, is that I did say to her neurosurgeon, and so at what point did the evil spirits come out? And he was, I saw the glimmer of, he recognized what I was saying and was not impressed.
The royal we are not amused.
Yeah. All right. So Donald Trump.
Trump. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yeah.
They're Trumpy and the brain. Yes, Trumpy and the brain.
Well,
I gotta see this.
I beat the rush and ordered a whole bunch of ammo. I actually found Academy had 22, really cheap and with unlimited. Right. They said, I grabbed a brick of 500, and the guy was like, "Take all you want. There's no limit." So, like,
oh man. Yeah, I would have just cleaned it out.
I found I had a brick. They had a brick of subsonic 22 also.
Huh.
Which is good times. Pretty rare. Yeah.
Well, that's not as surprising because subsonic, well, just straight subsonic, it doesn't work with all, like, semi-automatic.
Right.
And by all, you mean most.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And by all you mean all. Like,
yeah, but it'll work.
Doesn't work with all means does not work in all semi-automatics.
It'll work really nice in my Model 39A Marlin.
It might work well in a Sig Mosquito if you take out the recoil spring. Just put it back together without that recoil spring in it.
By the time I'm thinking I could shoot it out of my my Marlin, and by the time it hits the end of the barrel, I don't even need a suppressor because
if it makes it, that's the one drawback.
It's well, no,
they just kind of dribble out.
It's supposed to work, so I'm going to give it a try. It should.
Is it the Model 60 or is it the old Glenfield? Is it the 15 or 19 shot?
It's the 39A.
39 is the lever action.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, how long is the barrel?
It's like 24 inches. It's really long.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, that is actually, yeah, that's suppressor length. Yep. You're actually, yeah. I was doing the math
even,
on that.
Even a regular 22 long rifle fired out of that rifle is it's like, depending on the load, not the gas is no longer expanding by the time the bullet leaves the
No, no, actually, I think it's like for most 22,
yeah,
more than 22 inches of barrel length, you're actually scrubbing off velocity.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But yes, it does. It does mean that yes, you don't need to wear ear protection at all.
Yeah. Well, but surprisingly, you get the supersonic crack.
But I actually don't. With a 22, I actually don't find that particularly like unpleasant to the ears.
Yeah, it bothers me. It makes my ears ring after a while. So I'm thinking with the subsonic, it should be.
Oh yeah, the subsonic. It'll be like shooting with a can. Yeah.
It should be like click, thwack, thwack, click, thwack. Whatever it is.
By the way, just saw the I had to look it up on the Donald Trump's Twitter feed on the Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics.
Good Lord.
And it's Trump in his suit with his goofy hair eating himself a big old taco bowl. Or at least he's got the spoon in the taco bowl. He might throw the fucking thing in the trash as soon as he's done.
Yeah. I don't know. You never know what he'll eat.
Well, it's better than Barack Obama at Nerd Prom doubling down on the colored people time joke.
Oh.
What's interesting was he said, "Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I'm running on CP time," which for those who don't know, is a joke that white people shouldn't make. Which was he putting a dig at Hillary for that?
Probably.
Well, actually,
because if he wants to dig at Hillary, Irish time.
Oh yeah, Irish time. That's a big joke with Irish people. Oh, she runs on Irish time because in Ireland, no one's ever on time for anything.
Oh man, that's the my wife's.
Did the British not let them have clocks?
Wow.
No, we're just drunk all the time.
I don't
know. Irish yoga.
No, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's a very Irish chill country. Yogurt?
What?
Oh, Jay, you haven't seen Irish yoga.
So the black people need to stop appropriating my culture.
Well, I mean, Brita, that's like a double entendre. I mean,
why?
You are black.
I'm black Irish. Yeah. Well, Barack Obama is part Irish, isn't he?
Doesn't Obama? They do...
Yes.
There's no apostrophe.
Obama. All right. I just threw that in our little Skype chat because we're actually not in this Skype thing. But let's just say it for right now.
Is this a good
time for us, right? Are we all enjoying this new time?
Yes.
8 o'clock is great. Yeah.
Yes. So just so you know, like if you want to hop into that Squirrel Report chat room at 8 o'clock Eastern time on Thursdays. Yeah, you might bump into us and be a little bit part of the show, even though you can't call in
or listen.
Yeah, can we not do the streaming anymore? Or is it just not worth it?
It's not worth it. Nobody listened.
Okay, but yeah, but I just put in the in our little chat room the Irish yoga.
Har har. Yeah.
I still don't believe there's Irish yogurt.
Oh, Jay.
it's just regular yogurt spiked with Jameson's, right?
Whoa. Also that.
And it has green food coloring.
Keg stand.
Oh. Green food coloring. Blech.
Yes.
Are the Shamrock Shakes flavored any differently or are they just green?
No, they're mint.
Okay.
They're like vanilla mint, kind of.
Is there a lot of mint in Ireland or?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah.
So... Wait a minute. This.
What?
I just saw this tweet. Is this really from Donald Trump? Is the real Donald
Yes!
Trump? Is that actually him?
That is actually Donald Trump.
What? That is his
how else
thing.
Do you think they got the picture of him with a taco bowl? Do you think that's the world's greatest Photoshop?
Yeah, but. Yeah, but it's like he's like Happy Cinco de Mayo, the best Taco Bells at Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics.
Yes, yeah. That's Donald Trump.
That's he talks like that. He's actually said those words before, not about the taco bowls, but
he doesn't. Are you doubting that he loves Hispanics?
No, I'm just
I honestly just wonder. He is like master level troll at this point.
I think so too.
I really do.
Of course he is. There's no downside to him. That's why I'm wondering. I mean, I've listened to the news today. I think he did make some sort of statement that he's like actually going to be like appointing like a normal, you know, what would be considered a normal VP appointment sort of ideas, somebody that is in all of our rosters. I was wondering if he's just going to like just go completely off the radar and put like someone like Adam Carolla on the ticket or something.
Adam Carolla, just like, that would be awesome.
Just pick somebody who is more or less conservative leaning and also from the entertainment / reality TV world.
Oh my God. Do you know who's from the entertainment /
reality TV world? Oh God, I think I know exactly. I'm going to make you say it.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, that was
Stop it.
Could you imagine the media having to deal with Caitlyn Jenner as Trump's VP after all of the, oh my God, she's so courageous, she's so wonderful, whoa, blah, blah, blah. Huh?
Oh my God.
Well, except for that's all like old news. Like ever since old Caitlin came on and said he's a Republican and all that, is just people are just like, oh, nope, done.
Yeah.
Noticed that there has, it was like all wall to wall. You couldn't turn around without seeing his hideously defaced mug like everywhere. And now all of a sudden, nothing. And that is because, yep, nope, Republican, you're dead to us.
Yep,
well, he's a traitor to the cause or something.
I mean, it's the same idea with like Clarence Thomas is the, yeah, we are the rock the vote. We're the super black party Democrats and all that. But God forbid you at all stand conservative. And then you're no true Scotsman and, you know, you're dead to us.
Yep. So anyway, looks like it's going to be Trump and Hillary.
Yep.
Which means it's going to be Hillary.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, too. I don't know. I actually think the other way around. I think Trump's going to get it. Cuz I think that there's not going to be the never Trump crowd is not particularly strong. So the people that are just going to essentially do like with what they did with Mitt Romney and just go, "You know what? I'm not going to bother." I think that meanwhile, I think that on the Democrat side, I think the fact that Hillary totally wrecked Bernie Sanders in the whole thing. I think a lot of the Bernie Sanders support, which he's, you know, even though he is definitely going to lose, there's really no hope that he's going to pull ahead, but he's still been neck and neck with her for so long, even though he hasn't been getting any delegates because she's been taking them all.
Yeah.
I really think the people that have been getting up and going to pull the lever for Bernie are not going to get up and pull the lever. Well, some of them will. Some of them will go vote for Hillary, you know, if it comes down to Trump Hillary. But I think a lot of them are not going to vote if they can't feel the burn.
You got to remember, most of Bernie's supporters are in the 18 to 25 range.
Right.
Well, but to be
and
fair,
they don't vote.
You're 100% correct on that. But again, he's still also cleaning up he's doing very well in the primaries,
sure,
despite all that. So he does have a huge number of, absolutely. I mean, I was driving back from Maine week ago or so. And I saw a ton of on the highway, Bernie Sanders bumper stickers. And every time I passed them, cause they were driving unbelievably slow, they were all like under 30s.
That's cause they were all stoned.
They were all stoned and all driving Subarus.
I believe it.
That's actually not true. But as a general, but if you do drive a Subaru, you're a Democrat.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Every Subaru owner I know. Yep.
I don't think they sell any other kind of car in Vermont. I'm just saying. I don't think there's a Ford dealership in Vermont.
I think the
never Trump crowd is not going to be that huge. I think a lot of the never Trumpers are going to go never Trump, but also never Hillary Moore and hold their nose and vote for Trump.
Well,
and
so,
also I really do think that the disappropriated like union Democrats are going to be like, you know what? Who really sits better with me? Who do I have more in common with? Hillary Clinton, who says that I'm going to bankrupt and destroy the coal industry, but no, I didn't mean that. You took my statement out of context. Going to lay off put a lot of coal companies out of business and lay off a lot of coal miners. But think about the context of that statement.
Yeah.
Right.
Sort of idea. I mean, I actually think that Trump's going to take Ohio with all the Ohio Union Democrats. I think a lot of them are going to tell everyone they voted for Hillary, but it might be a little different when the curtain gets drawn. And again, just the pure phenomenon that constantly people were always just saying Trump's never going to get off the ground. Like, we're going to see, this popularity they're seeing now in the, before the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary is all just smoke and mirrors. It's all just manipulation of people. When people are actually going to go into the voting booths, they're not going to vote for Trump until they do. Well, he's going to slowly start losing steam as time goes through and all that. Nope, nope, nope. And then all these like dirty tricks and stuff playing through on the, well, get rid of him on the second ballot. He's not going to make enough.
Yeah, but this is all primary stuff. I mean, people who pay attention to primaries are the people who like are really interested in politics to begin with.
That is true.
But when you come to the general election, and the media knows this, is when you get the people who never think about politics and never. This is how Barack Obama got elected. It's like emotional voting at the last minute. Oh, I got to vote for president. It's all over TV, blah, blah, blah. And you know what's going to happen is they have been pumping up Trump for this whole time and not putting anybody else on TV. There's tons of, sound bites from Trump over and over and over on TV. And people see this on TV and they're like, yeah, Trump, We're gonna change the Republican Party, and I'm gonna vote for Trump, and I'm sick of these rhinos voting. And Trump says it like it is, and that's how Trump gets in the primaries. But when it comes to the general election, the media now is gonna go after Trump, and they are gonna pull out every dirty, rotten skeleton out of his closet.
Again, but I don't
know.
And
they are gonna lay him bare.
Trump has been breaking all of the rules and
it's not going to matter.
And succeeding
they have
for
set
it.
Him
just,
up. They have
I just
set
don't
him
know
up.
If the I just don't know if the media is smart enough to try to figure out a way to nuke Trump. They could definitely nuke any other candidate.
I just read an article today, and jeez, I don't even know where I saw the link to it. Right here, top of Drudge. I just saw it right before the show. An Obama aide came out and said, "We control the media."
Yeah,
I don't think the Democratic Party is going to control the media and allow Trump to get elected.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with you that the media has been absolutely playing for Trump and is now going to try to play against him.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of idea. I just think that I didn't see this happening. I just kept going, yeah, no, I don't really think he's going to do as well as everyone says he is. I really think this is some sort of weird artifact of why he's polling so high or why he won this primary. I really think the air is going to suddenly start getting let out of him. Yeah, I mean, just like certain things, how did his statement about making fun of John McCain for getting captured in Vietnam, how the hell did he survive how did his campaign survive after that? I have no idea, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that the media is going to try, but I just think that he's just such a weird phenomenon that I just don't think that to go for an analogy is the we would have I used to play tennis, and in our tennis team we would have like some really amazing good players. But then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they'd be bored you know, during a practice when everybody else is playing and there wasn't anything particularly scheduled in that section of practice, some low person in the JV squad would challenge one of the high varsity people just for the giggles of it. And they'd win because they were used to people hitting the ball hard and really getting these like tight angles and tough shots. But playing, it's a real weak player that's just dribbling the ball over the net and not really having a real strong game to play the baseline and all that. They would get worn out because now all of a sudden, if someone dribbles the ball over the net and you've got to hit it back hard, you've got to put so much more power back into it because very little of it's being supplied to you. And I kind of see Trump like that. It's just he's playing the games like he's really just kind of breaking all the rules. And in theory, that should mean like saying no. I don't want to attend your debate. Screw you guys. I'm gonna go do something else. That should be people just everyone going. He's giving the entire electorate the finger by not showing up for the debate. Fine, we're not gonna vote for him. But instead, that got cheers.
Right, and I think it's because the Republican Party people who have been voting for these rhinos every election and getting nowhere and holding their noses. Let me just tell you that Mike is going to be voting for Trump. He's happily voting for Trump. And his motivation is because he would love to see the death of the GOP.
Yeah.
And I think that most people who are, in really interested in politics and really active in politics and, have been voting Republican and getting nowhere, that's it, exactly how they feel.
Yeah.
And I think that's how Trump has gotten ahead in the primaries, is because everybody's like, screw this system, because we keep getting screwed. Screw this. We're not playing your game anymore. And because, like, for decades now, literally, Republicans have gone to the polls and held their nose and said, okay, I'm voting for the lesser two evils now. I know, we got Romney and then you got McCain and, whoever else
turn it is. Jeb.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeb, whoever it was supposed to be. Right?
Bob Dole.
So Republicans are sick of it because they see what's happening in the party. And the people don't want that. And I think that's how Trump got in. And when it comes to general election, I don't think it's going to happen.
There's another reason why he also might – but he might win in the general election is think about how many low-information voters might vote for him just because he would be hilarious.
Yeah. Or just because they recognize the name.
It's true.
Yeah.
I almost wonder how many people are going to go in and they'll be like, well, Clinton, weren't they already president? Trump, I know him. He was on that show. We're going to get President Camacho.
Yes, we are.
That's what we're getting. Is President
Camacho. I'm actually debating. I think I'm going to write in Camacho.
I think that'll automatically go to Trump.
Make sure you write Dwayne Mountain Dew Camacho.
That's right.
It's Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
Herbert.
Yeah.
But the
because why not at this point?
I'm probably because Massachusetts is going to go to Hillary no matter what. Anyway.
Well, sure.
My vote doesn't count. So because I will have, again, the pleasure of having Gary Johnson on the ballot, I'm just going to vote for Gary Johnson because, A, I would like him to be president, and, B, it keeps my hands clean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got to say, you've been right, Brita. It's been all primary all the time. It has been Trump versus Cruz and Hillary versus Sanders for so long. We're now going to start seeing Hillary versus Trump. And I won't lie. I mean, if you listen to her speeches, Jesus Christ,
she's awful.
Just is one of those, especially like I do most of my news in print. And so I don't hear that much Hillary. And when I do hear, it's just quick sound bites on like the radio. And ever so often, like I've gotten like a point where like, oh, listen to this, like Hillary speech. And I listen to it. It's one of those, like my memory of her is of, back in 2008 when she was first campaigning against Obama. And man, she's gone downhill a lot. I mean, it sounds like she has been doing nothing but smoking Newports the entire time. I mean, her voice is like seriously raspy and just wrecked. And that adding on to that with that just goofy cackle and her complete inability to affect human. I really see that. I mean, let's face it. Trump's an absolute fucking turd. I mean, he's a terrible candidate, but he's a good orator. He's doing like all of these speeches completely off the top of his head. He doesn't do a teleprompter. He does like, he'll do like, you know, five speeches a week sort of idea. And every single one of them will be completely different.
Well, here's the thing. Trump can read a crowd. Hillary absolutely cannot read a crowd.
Yeah. He's for as much of an orange turd that he is extremely charismatic as just in the base level statement of it is he absolutely can work a crowd. He's absolutely got that entertainer side of it is that people that are showing up for these Trump rallies are showing up to be entertained and they're not leaving disappointed. And so I see that with him versus Hillary. I really don't see Hillary holding up as well as a lot of people think. I think a lot of people are going to start cowering away, and I think a lot of people are going to go saying they're going to vote for Hillary and not end up doing it, or say they're going to go vote for Hillary and not go.
If Hillary wins the Democratic primary, it'll be the first contested election she's ever won.
It's true. Oh, that's interesting. But again, she's going to, because again, even though Bernie's completely nipping at her heels, right, she's taking all the superdelegates.
Well, it was preordained. I mean, Sanders, yeah, the only reason Sanders exists, the only reason he was in the election in the first place was to make Hillary look like less of a flaming liberal than she really is. So the fact that of the vast majority of the population likes free stuff, I don't think they expected that kind of reaction.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think people expected Bernie to be the rock star that he is, right, on the campaign trail.
Because he's not. You talk about how bad Hillary sounds when she talks. Bernie, oh my God. He sounds like your senile uncle.
Oh yeah.
You know who he sounds like? I think it was Hanna-Barbera had a cartoon with an anteater. He sounds like the anteater. Ant, I'm going to eat you, Ant. You know the cartoon. Ant, I'm going to eat you. I'm Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my God.
You're frantic pounding.
Yeah, I need to find out what the heck this is.
Weird's looking for the cartoon.
I've never heard of this.
Ah, you, my friend.
What was his name?
The Ant and the Aardvark.
Oh, it's an aardvark.
Aardvark, yes. Ant, yep, that's it. Ant and the Aardvark. And if you go YouTube, you can find Never Bug an Ant. Oh, 6 whole minutes. Wow. Daily Motion. This ought to be good bug for me.
I don't know if we're allowed to play it.
I don't know. I think it is.
I think we can play a little bit of it for commentary.
It's SFAM, Safe for Alan's Mom.
Aha, there he is. This ought to stop him.
It does.
Yeah,
sound
that
right.
Sounds
oh my God.
Exactly like him. Not oh my gosh.
Oh, that is some really schlocky Hanna-Barbera animation, too.
I hate you, Winston Hall.
Hey, right there. There he is.
It's free college for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
Free college.
Maybe somebody should do some research and see if Bernie had a side job during those years.
No, because Bernie didn't have a job.
Oh, that's right. He would have had to work.
Bernie Sanders, I can hear your mom laughing. Work.
Well, that is the weird thing with like Bernie Sanders is he is like such damaged goods that like he could not actually hold down a job until he got elected.
to like he's, yeah to mayor of some stupid city in a place where Burlington. Where the mayor really didn't do anything.
Right.
The mayor really didn't do anything, and yeah, having someone waving around that they're a socialist is oh, finally, this is awesome. I mean, Burlington is almost exclusively, you know, Trustafarians from Massachusetts and New York, who don't need to work and can live anywhere they want. And Vermont is beautiful, and so fine, I'll buy land in Vermont.
And has skiing. Don't forget the skiing.
Skiing, yes, and lots of weed. Unbelievably, just bales of weed.
That's what they line the ski slopes with.
There is not a drop of clean piss in that entire state. Oh, man.
Hint, I'm going to eat you. That's going to be my new Bernie Sanders call.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Jay. That was a good poll. I don't think I ever saw that cartoon.
It was like when Gore picked Lieberman. I'm like, oh, my God, that's the dad from Alf.
It sure was.
Yeah.
It really is the dad from Alf.
Whatever happened to that guy? Didn't something bad happen to him?
Joe Lieberman?
No. Well, yes. Something bad happened to Joe Lieberman.
He was associated with Al Gore. I think so. Wasn't he like, something happened. Max Wright.
If only there was a way to look something like that up in real time.
Yep.
Withered Lonely Outcast. Oh, they are talking about Joe Lieberman.
Mm.
There is a website called Alf's Dad is a Homo Crackhead.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Old People Magazine, yeah.
He evidently got a little problem with the sauce, too. He's got a couple of DUIs under his belt. Oh, wait. He got a DUI while appearing on the Norm MacDonald Show. Awesome! It's not appropriate.
Totes in a probes.
Oh,
no. Yes, again, thank you, Brita, for being right.
What?
About Archer.
You're welcome. I was also right about Firefly.
Yes, yes, you were. I need to learn never, ever doubt Brita for any reason.
There you go. That's a good policy.
You think you'd know by now.
It'll severely lengthen your life, Jay.
He might not want that.
Yeah, I was going to say. Living under President Camacho.
So this is the first time in like 75 years that we've actually had JG on.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay,
yeah.
What was that cool thing you wanted to talk about? You know, about that dipshit Irish singer from the shitty band.
Going back to Bono. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. We need to shame ISIS by sending comedians to make fun of them.
Yep. Was he serious about that?
I think he was.
I really think he was. That's the scariest part of all, is I think that was like for real his plan. You know, yep. that especially Amy Schumer, that I think was the icing on the cake. Yes, send a Jewish woman. Because they've shown themselves to be ever so tolerant of both the female persuasion and the Jewish faith.
Yeah.
Yep.
These are calm, rational actors that pay attention to things.
But like, whatever you do, do not send an ambiguously gay Irish singer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of ties in because if I remember correctly, there was an LGBT group not all that long ago that was told they were being insensitive to Muslims, which is, this is what it sounds like.
Wait, what?
Yeah. This is what it sounds like.
I had to put that one together in my head.
Oh my God.
Let me see if I can find
the
story.
How are they being insensitive to Muslims? By existing?
Well, that's kind of the whole thing. That's what's happening with, like, I mean, the fact that like Stephen Fry got bullied off of Twitter by the social justice warriors. I mean, it's the whole like social justice warrior thing is completely become a circular firing squad.
Oh, now is a good segue.
Go for it, Brita.
Trigglypuff.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Trigglypuff. Okay, you have to say because a lot of people may not know what Trigglypuff is yet.
I don't know what Trigglypuff is.
Really?
I sent you the link to the video that was my topic I wanted to bring up, right. But I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I've seen the video. I don't know what's in it.
Okay.
I'm not sure what species it is. I'm not sure what caused it.
Hampshire College had an event. They had Steven Crowder, Milo Yeno.
It wasn't Hampshire. I think that was UMass Amherst.
It's University of Amherst. Okay. So this Trigglypuff was a Hampshire College student.
Okay.
So they had a discussion on stage. It was like a round table or something on stage with Steven Crowder, Milo Yeno.
Yeah.
Yeno, whatever his name is.
Yiannopoulos, or something like that.
And Christina Hoff Sommers, who are going to talk about criticizing politically correct and all that kind of stuff. And people in the audience were disrupting the thing basically the whole time, screaming and yelling and cussing and just having a big thing. And this one.
Ellen's mom would not have approved.
Pretty sure it was a woman.
Yes.
Her name is Cora Siegel. She is an activist originally from Boston who is currently studying at Hampshire College in Western Mass.
Right.
Let's see. She was first introduced to social justice through youth-led community-based groups in the Boston area, such as the City School and Suburban Justice. From here, she developed feminist, fat liberation, anti-racist, and anti-capitalist perspectives, which she believes all play an integral role in working toward collective liberation. As a fatty, she's very eager to see fat justice and all its intersections with gender, race, disability, queer trans liberation, class, and anti-capitalism become part of radical movements. She currently organizes with various groups in the Pioneer Valley.
So apparently, somebody was sitting in the seat in front of her, and they got it like a cell phone video of her, and she's waving her arms and screaming at the She's sitting there, she's yelling and screaming. If you watch the video, I'm not going to play it now because it's pointless. But you watch the video, she'll scream and yell, and then she literally has to stop because she's exhausted.
Yeah.
I still think those are parapodia.
And she she has to stop and go, like rest from screaming and yelling. And now she's apparently – is she suing the guy with the video or is she just mad at him? I don't know.
She's probably just mad at him.
Apparently, I think she
ate him.
The person – the first. Anyway, she's very upset. How dare you take a video of me at a live public event where I'm acting, showing my ass in front of everybody and then put it up on the internet?
I mean, the best line from the whole thing is she yells out, for whatever reason, stop treating us like children.
Right, while she's having a full-blown temper tantrum. Yeah.
And they say, when you stop acting like children, then we will.
Exactly.
Right. First of all, I'm trying to figure out what exactly would she be majoring in?
I'm guessing it's not electrical engineering. No. Just a wild hunch here.
I'm going with women's studies.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Engineering. Tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got to be STEM. Come on.
Nope.
I don't know. I just I watched that whole video and
I'm not sure Hampshire College.
I give credit to the people who were speaking, because if I were on that panel, I would have walked away, because it was so surreal and ridiculous. I was like, it's like they're in a room full of
it is so ridiculous. So Jerry Seinfeld, a few years ago, like not even now, after it's really kind of escalated, it's gotten worse since then, actually openly said, I am never going to perform on another college campus again.
Wow.
And Jerry Seinfeld is the cleanest. I mean, it's The Seinfeld Jerry show Seinfeld was the show right about there. Nothing. His act is about nothing. He's just an observation comic. He just observes like simple things in life, and he's like super. He doesn't. I don't think he swears when in his stand up routine. If he does have like some blue moments, it's super easy for him to edit them out, and he's the tamest comedian. He doesn't push the envelope. He doesn't go super blue and all that. And still, then the social justice warriors pushed him off of the college campus, and he's like, I don't need the money. I'm not going to go back. So I mean, it's so bad that like a liberal clean comedian is absolutely sick of your fucking shit. That
and was this Jerry Seinfeld? Who am I thinking of? Jerry Springer. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Jerry Springer.
Which, Ohio's own Jerry Springer.
Admittedly,
wasn't he a mayor?
Yeah, he was like mayor of some sort of city down in Southern Ohio.
Until I believe he had to leave mayor when he paid for a hooker with a personal check.
Oh God. No,
I'm not kidding.
Cincinnati.
Oh, he was mayor of Cincinnati. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. WKRP.
I want to tell you that Trigly Puff is also she teaches. I don't know if she's teaching a class or a workshop. She leads a workshop on body positivity.
Oh yeah,
of course.
And feminism.
I'm sorry, fat is a choice.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna judge on the fat thing. Whatever.
I
people's
will.
Bodies. Okay. Well, you were fat.
Jay has the right to do it. And Jay busted his fucking ass to get rid of that ass.
Yeah.
It is hard work and it sucks. And when you have to take a pause from throwing a temper tantrum because you're out of breath
right.
in your 20s, that's a problem. That is not a you're not facing discrimination. Biology doesn't discriminate.
Nope.
All right. The fact that your body is shutting itself down says you are dangerously unhealthy. It has nothing to do with body image. It has to do with pure biology and the fact that your arteries are so clogged, you're going to die of a heart attack. So have another Twinkie.
Get it over
you
with.
You did work hard to get really thin, Jay. And you are thin. I'm sorry. You are very thin.
I'm not Jay, very.
Jay, you are.
Jay could add a couple of pounds.
He could. More burritos, Jay. Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. We can't say that because we're appropriating culture.
I eat tacos. I'm a racist.
Yeah. I just finished.
Isn't that tequila. The thing? Like, if you eat tacos on Cinco de Mayo, you're a racist.
Yes.
What if I had spaghetti tacos?
Because Hispanics. Mic drop. Because Hispanics not a race.
What the hell is a spaghetti taco? Jake.
I fucking hate this whole spaghetti. Hispanic is not a race.
Something's on fire in my house.
It's I mean, not. All right. Oops, something's on fire.
Leave Mike alone for 1 second.
He probably wandered too close to a piece of electronics.
I love the whole Hispanic is a culture, not a race. Because yeah, no, someone who grew up in like the Azores in Portugal is similar to someone who you know grew up in Argentina or Mexico
or Guadalajara,
right.
Yeah,
well,
sort of idea. And then on top of that, you've got the when you say, "Oh yeah, my friend, he's a Puerto Rican guy." Something popped into your head. You got a guy with slightly darker skin, you know, dark wavy hair, you know, sort of guy, sort of idea. You didn't get the it's super white bread, total different guy. You're not picturing burrito when you're picturing a Puerto Rican,
unless it's a white Hispanic.
That's right. That's right.
I mean,
it's George Zimmerman.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I mean, to be fair, I mean you do have the you know the blonde haired, blue eyed Spaniards, and all that. But it's one of those like,
I give you my word as a Spaniard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But again, when you talk about like you know Mexican people, a race pops into your mind. And yet all of a sudden there's like, no, they can either be like white or black or Pacific Islander or Native American, but they also get to check the Hispanic box.
Well, and.
But because Brita and Jay's, you know, severe or even mine, you know, severely downtrodden, you know, familial history being, Scottish, Irish, and Italian and all that, because you guys never spoke Spanish, suddenly that's different. And why is it that Spanish is the only culture? Spanish and other are the only cultures that we have, if that's the way they're going to put it.
Other. I like that. I like to check other.
Well,
you can't check Jewish.
I'm a Klingon American.
You got to remember that. Okay. Well, you're a freaking biologist. There's only one race. It's the human race.
That's right.
Correct. We don't even have a subspecies. There's not even Homo sapiens. Something
we don't.
Else.
So these characteristics that we call race are only race insofar as they further whatever agenda is on the table.
Yep.
If it suits the agenda to have Hispanic people, whatever, however you define them, be a race, then they're a race.
And it's all just an arbitrary definition. I mean, again, you get like this weird, like pedantic sort of statement about the fact that, our first black president. Well, he's only half black. And in theory, there's got to be somebody
and he may not even be half black.
He's probably not half black. I mean, especially since the half of him that is black is Kenyan, which was a British colony.
The half of him that is black was not even from Kenya.
Yeah, there might have been thinned out from what was that?
Well, the guy that they say is his dad probably wasn't his dad. You've seen the pictures; he doesn't look like him at all.
That is true. That is actually very true.
You know, it's like Chelsea and Bill and the other guy. You look at pre-plastic surgery Chelsea, and you're like, there's no way she came from Bill Clinton.
Thank you for bringing up the pre-plastic surgery, because now she doesn't look like anybody.
Well, yeah. But you look, and you look like her next to, what was the guy? Was it Webb Hubble? I think it was Webb Hubble. You look at a picture of Webb Hubble and a pre-plastic surgery Chelsea, and you're like, they're obviously related.
Yep.
And you look at, what's his name? Was it Frank, what's the guy?
Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah, Frank Marshall Davis, a known intimate of Obama's mom.
Yeah, she posed for naked pictures for him.
Yeah, and you look at Obama and Frank Marshall Davis, and you're like, damn. And then you look at Obama and his supposed father, and there's no resemblance at all.
Yep.
Either way, just the idea. I mean, just race is just such a thinned out thing.
It's ridiculous.
And again, it's something that's like so changing. Just culture is this whole like just flat white race and just being this big blanket thing didn't exist. Like,
well, also unless you're a Neanderthal or a, what's the other one, a Devisonian. You're from Africa anyway.
Well, I mean, the Neanderthals are from Africa as well.
Were they? I thought they were from.
No,
everybody's from Africa.
So yeah, every Homo sapien is from Africa. Just now, if you want to get into actual subspecies, is the Cro-Magnon versus the Neanderthal. The Neanderthal was the group that was essentially walled off by the Ice Age into into Europe. Sort of idea, and that's where like the white skin came from, was the vitamin E deficiency from living in an ice age Europe meant that you need to absorb as much vitamin D,
right?
Yeah, so
well, get as much UV as possible to make the vitamin D, right?
Exactly. So let's get rid of this UV protectant that you've developed, which is fantastic stuff. I mean, come on, my black brothers, you're awesome. I hate sunscreen.
Yeah,
but yeah. So, yeah, with the exception of that, and then again, it's all immediately like as soon as the ice melted, it all just intermingled from there.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. They've apparently if your ancestors are from Northern Europe or basically almost anywhere in Europe, then odds are you've got Neanderthal DNA somewhere in you.
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, except for Breda and Jay, which it's both kinds because the Moors.
That's right.
They're Moors. Did so much fucking. They polluted the bloodline.
They said.
Sorry, Alan's mom. God.
Jay, don't be ashamed of your blackness. Be proud. You have nothing to lose but your chains.
Be proud.
That's right. Don't
put your fist in the air.
Don't put up with us honkies oppressing you, Jay. Don't worry. Harriet Tubman's going to be on the 20 and you're going to be all right.
Yes, that, by the way, was an impressive bit of trolling.
I like that.
I have to. There is somebody who deserves a raise at the Treasury. Because you know they were like, oh, we're going to stick it to those awful racist, misogynist Republicans and have Harriet Tubman. Hee, hee, hee. And then they were like, yeah, she was a gun-owning Republican. Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
And she was also like evangelical Christian.
And somebody on the social justice warrior scale went, and their jaw hit the ground. Why? Yep. Why?
Yeah, the entire conservative population of the United States went, Harriet Tubman, cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot better than that was Jackson idiot that started the Democratic Party.
Yeah, he was a defensive Democrat. He was racist and if you disagreed with him, he would physically hurt you.
Yeah.
I think it was Iowa Hawk who was the first to tweet the founder of Democrat Party thrown off the 20 in favor of gun-toting Republican black woman.
Yes, it was Iowa Hawk.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, just shows that the social justice warriors are racist.
Exactly. They
are. Because they see a black woman, they assume what she is.
Yep. It just, you know, because you know they thought for sure, oh, this is going to drive the right crazy. Not looking any further than, oh, a black woman will drive them crazy because, oh, they're racist.
Though, to be fair, like, if we want to talk about getting assholes off of our currency, when do we get rid of Ben Franklin?
Well, you also have to remember that originally the currency did not have people on it, actual people. You had embodiments of things. Like, you had, like, Lady Liberty, or you had, Lady Justice, or you had these other things, or you had
that Illuminati pyramid thing.
So the whole people on currency really is a really very recent thing. I mean, I think it's like even 20th century recent. So this whole arguing over who, you know, oh, it's, you can't, you know, whoever, who cares? Put whoever you want on the money's changed so much over the past 250, 60 some odd years, whatever long it's been.
By the way, does anybody know when the Queen finally dies, are all of like the Commonwealth nations, are they going to have to reprint their money?
I believe so.
Yes. With whoever gets
what a pain in the ass. And then they get Charles. Ugh.
No, it's probably going to be Prince William, which looks like Charles, so it doesn't really matter. Man, he used to be good looking and now he used to.
Yeah.
He is. I know. Boy, has he become homely.
It happens.
At some point in his late 20s, he lost hold of that ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
You know, Harry's going, thank God it's not me. Thank God it's not me. Thank God it's not me.
Oh, God. Yeah.
isn't Harry the one that's like killing people and breaking things? And
Full
time.
Yeah. He's in the
I don't know. Give.
Yeah. He's in the SAS. He's. Mom says Harry's hot. So.
Oh.
There you go.
Alan's mom, give him 10 years.
The official word. The official word from Alan's mom.
Yep.
Man. I'm actually looking at some current pictures of him, and yes, he is still attractive, but I can already see that, yeah, no, he's about to pupate, just like his dad.
Pupate.
Well, it doesn't help that he's a ginger, so, you know.
Ginger. He has no soul.
That's right.
Sorry, Amanda.
Or that he's British royalty, which means he doesn't have a full set of chromosomes.
He's got some of them.
He's got the important ones.
Wait till he starts.
His paternity has always been called into question, though.
That's true.
Yeah, people have been doubting that Charles is his father since he was born.
Mostly because of the red hair thing.
Well, the red hair and you know, he doesn't look he doesn't like look anybody like else in the family.
Right. Yeah. Yet again.
He most certainly does look like the mailman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Postman.
The postman.
Postperson.
Postperson. Mail carrier. I'm sorry. Fee person carrier.
Oh.
All right. And on that note, folks, I have to say goodnight.
Me too.
Oh. Hey, look, it's been... Wait.
What?
A few more seconds? Okay, now it's been an hour.
Okay, there we go. Now we can
now you can go.
Yeah.
All righty.
Bye, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.
I guess we'll go ahead and end it because, you know, it's
been a time. We can say goodnight to the internet.
Yep. Night, everyone.
Goodnight, internet.
And Alan's mom has had quite enough.
Yeah, she's done. All right, see y'all next week. Bye.
Goodnight, internet, and goodnight, Alan's mom.